This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
Grabbing a bunch of people and building the most expensive game ever, even though games are already fucking expensive.
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I am your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are expensive, and I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's his crackhead to my cocaine. It's Aim on the mic.
No bears, but we should thank any. We should thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
You are welcome. So, Kev.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. A quick thing to touch on. Let's talk about GTA 6. Now,
the longest anticipated game since Cyberpunk, since Watch Dogs, since Duke Nukem.
Since GTA 5.
Since GTA 5.
And it's going to cost a lot of money to make. Apparently, it's in the billions, like 1-2 billion. I think we're around somewhere. I heard there was like new water physics. It's got all the bells and whistles. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Games nowadays cost $70. At least that's what Tears of the Kingdom just cost. I haven't bought that game yet. And so on and so forth. Hogwarts Legacy, I think, was too. $70.
$70. Before you go even further, Tears of, like, Nintendo games should always just start at $60 because you're not a next gen console, Nintendo. Stop putting your games at $70. Your console's old, you're old, put it back to $60.
And I just, for the laughs, for the LOLs, as the kids say, I checked the price of Breath of the Wild, a game that released on the Wii U, mind you, and I checked for a used copy. And you're probably looking up the price of this game right now, so you're gonna take away my bit.
No, I'm not. I looked up the Hogwarts Legacy price for
you. Guess how much Breath of the Wild still costs.
Is it still $60? New
or used? $54 used. Like, what?
Plus tax, that's going to add up to $60.
Are we in a recession? We are, but like, what is that? This is a used game. A game that came out on the Wii U.
I remember, I think I sent you this app during COVID, I believe it was. It was, I went to GameStop and 2K20 was still $60, even though it was hated all around. And I'm like, GameStop, stop trying to sell this game like it's some hot shit. It's some hard garbage. But going back to Hogwarts Legacy, it's $60. $70 if you do the deluxe digital edition.
Okay. But getting back to GTA 6, this game is going to be, and I've said it a thousand times before, this game is going to be gigantic.
It's going to be gigantic.
It's going to be stupendous.
Stupendous. I can't say that. It has a trademark on that.
That's true. But the things you're going to be able to do in this game, and just basing that off of Red Dead Redemption 2, love that game, loved everything about it. And then what you were able to do in GTA 5 at the time, put this in context. We were both in high school when that game came out. That was like over 12 years ago.
But let me put that, in more perspective. That game came out on the Xbox 360.
Yes, that's true.
That's the one I played it on. I didn't even play it on the Xbox One. I played it on the 360.
You're an OG. You're an OG.
Yeah. Also, it's Rockstar. Rocksteady, right?
Rockstar.
Rockstar has a good track record when it comes to these games, besides the remakes of the GTA 1, 2, and 3. This game needs, it's like, it's sink or swim for Rocksteady right now because of how long they waited. People have been asking for GTA 6 for the longest time since we went on to PS4. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, we're going to get it. And then PS5, GTA 6. this game, the anticipation is so high to the point where it's now, show us what you got, sink or swim at this time now.
Now, me being a video game insider, I think by the end of the year, we get word on the game officially because it leaked out online all over the place. I don't know if you've seen those leaks.
I saw the hacker who got the information and leaked that, and it's showing that it was going to be a man and a woman co-op story mode.
Well, there was a whole gameplay leak of early aspects.
I saw a little bit of that. I saw a little, but I'm a true journalist. I don't look at leaks. I refuse to look at them.
I have no integrity. I'm sorry. I admit it right here.
I bet you watched the Mario movie on Twitter.
Who knows? not me. The one thing you pointed out, and I think it's a really good point to talk about, GTA 6, like you said, it's been building hype. It's been building anticipation. I think at some point, and this applies to a game like Starfield that's coming out in a few months, it's gonna underdeliver for somebody out there. Somebody out there is going to expect, I remember way back when GTA 5 was rumored to be coming out, everyone's like, you're going to have to stop at a gas station and fill up your gas tank. See, you're going to do this, do that. People are going to expect a life simulator for GTA 6, and they ain't going to get it.
See, I enjoy the Mafia.
I'm going to say you're a Mafia, man.
I'm Mafia. Mafia 2 had the semantics where if you're running out of gas, you need it. And it felt nice because you call it a life simulator. But I'm like, if you're getting chased by a cop car, you're not going to have a limited gas. At some point, your car is going to run out of gas and it's going to be, and then you have to fight. And then I feel like that would be cool because it makes you think, should you get that 4-star, 5-star warning, wanted sign on your thing? Oh, you got to play smart about it. I feel like that aspect at least should be included in the GTA game because Mafia did it. And like you said, I'm a Mafia guy.
You are
the Gabagool.
I think, like I was saying, this game is going to be massive. There's going to be things we've seen in this game that we haven't seen before.
Oh, 100%. It's going to be that. It's going to be the biggest one. I think they're going to tie into a previous city as well, is what I remember.
Vice City.
Yeah, they're tying into that as well.
I also want to just say, this isn't us gassing this game up. I think for if you're going to bet on something, bet on the fact that GTA 6 will be massive in scale, ambition. It's going to try to do things other games didn't do.
GTA 5 was big for its time as well. That was a big fucking game.
And it's still making money. They're still doing content drops.
Now they're feeding into the live aspect. I really never had friends when I played GTA 5, so I never really got into the live aspect of the GTA. Were you ever into the live aspect of GTA 5?
That's all I played. I mean, I didn't put real money into it. At least I don't think I did.
So what's
maybe back when I was in high school.
What's the hype behind the live aspect of it? And do you think we're going to get something similar or completely different?
That, if I was a betting man, and I normally am, there's going to be GTA Online too. Yeah, it is. It's going to be GTA Online 2, or whatever they're going to call it, GTA Online. It's going to be a game that we're probably going to be in retirement homes playing. It's going to be out for that long. And I was going to hit on one more thing. See, maybe you should already put me in the retirement home. You're just going to get a gigantic game. Everything, multiplayer, you're talking about multiplayer. The key thing about multiplayer was they kept dropping, they put in, jet heist. Planes you can book. Yeah, heist, the jetpack, missions, other things to do. You could buy properties, garages, docks.
Just play Monopoly at that point. If you want to buy property, just play Monopoly.
And that's why I'm saying, GTA 6 is going to be a life simulator in a way, because you can already, rent properties. You can do missions. You can own a corporation. You can own a nightclub, a car gang.
If I can't hire a prostitute in GTA 6, I don't want it.
You can do it in GTA 5. There you go. Get back into online. You might be able to find something.
If I want to catch STDs for my poor busted
cyber down. Ones, cyber ones. They don't count.
I wanted to happen in GTA so I could experience the experience for the first time. Not the third time, but fourth. Here's the thing. We talked about it's going to be the most expensive game. In that case, do you think Rockstar is going to push the ticket of the prices up past $70? Because granted, this game's going to be 100% $70. Do you think they're going to make it more than $70? And what do you think the price will this game be since it's the most expensive game to date?
I think it's going to be $70.
You think it's going to be straight $70 off the bat?
Only for the fact, I think the gaming industry as a whole like kind of operates together, and it's like, all right, this game's going to be $70, or like the cap for games nowadays is $70. It used to be $60. There was a time where it was like $40, $50. So like, you know, $70 I think is the cap. Obviously, they can dictate what they want and be like, hey, this is going to be $80. But I think $70 is the price point for this game. Obviously, you're going to get like a collector, standard, special, deluxe edition, whatever. That's going to be like $130 or whatever. It's going to include all that stuff.
So I was having a brain fart because you said that games used to be $40. Going way back to when we were like children's, like talking about 4 or 5 years old, and the N64 games used to be $75.99.
Yeah, they used to be expensive.
They're going back up there now.
That's inflation science, and I don't know that stuff. But, and, you know.
But they want to pass it off. Oh, it's new gen. So yeah. I think GTA 6, it's going to be $80.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe
Base
game. I think that depends when it comes out. Because like, if they go another like 5 years.
No, they're 100% they're gonna, if they make it 70 and if the inflation goes down back to 60, they will make the money back if they put the game out at $60. Because I grant you not, it's gonna be putting my guarantee on this one, it's gonna be the most bought game. It's gonna win game of the year.
Because 100%.
Everyone's gonna buy it, everyone's gonna play it. They're going to win game of the year, the most bar game of the year. They're going to have so many records. Biggest, maybe they might win the biggest game, like open world game, possibly. I think it's going to be $80, though, because they were like, we put so much money into it. We want a little more money back. So $80. Unless they do a collector's edition and throw a real gun in it. Be like, here you go.
Well, don't give it to that basketball player, Ja Morant, who's flashing him on IG Live all the time now. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. There's a lot of expectations. I think, for the most part, at least my expectations for this game, I think it's going to deliver.
You said the same thing about Cyberpunk. You said the same thing about...
I was just going to say, I hope and pray for the people that are really, really looking forward to GTA 6, this game at least comes out in a playable state.
That's why I said this game can either flop or sink because of how long you waited.
Yeah. I think regardless with people and GTA, like it was going to have, you know, like a polarizing expectation on it with people.
Like I said, it's the most anticipated game in the past like 6 years. I think it rivals Breath of the Wild because that was really anticipated.
I would say more. I would say way more than Breath of the Wild.
Cyberpunk?
Way more than Cyberpunk. This is Grand Theft Auto. This is them. Like, I don't even think there's an equivalent because of like what GTA 5 was and what it is now. Like,
and how long it has been since we got that game.
It's been relevant. I think that's the key point. Like, games come and gone. Like, there was a whole, I would say, what, 3-4 Zelda games released in GTA 5's life cycle? I don't know.
At this time, I just count years by consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been three consoles long. Xbox 360, PS4, PS5.
Oh, that's right. Wow. All right.
Talking about games, though, WWE 2K23 has been doing something really fun and really, as a person who owns this game, I'm glad they're doing. They're giving us free stuff before the DLC drops. And 2K stated that from moving forward, they're going to be doing this for all the other 2K games, be giving us free games. They did it with 2K22, but they did it with One Passionals, where they gave a bunch of characters that were hidden in story mode that you couldn't get or unlock, and they just made it free DLC. They gave us NXT 2.0 Arena for free. Here, they're bringing us characters that were, fun fact, that were in 2K22, but they were removed because they made the roster cuts. But since the game was still in the data, they released them to the public. I'm talking about Mishin. Is that her name? Mishin.
Yeah.
And Candice LeRae with the full Titantron, with the full announcers, everything like that. They're in the game, and rumors has it we might get Uncle Howdy and Bray Wyatt. My question is to you, okay, how do you feel about this? Because you're a big WWE guy. How do you feel about 2K finally giving us free updates with characters, and they said they're going to be giving us free DLC moves as well, while with the DLCs that you're going to be getting. But the free stuff is just not DLC related. It just happens to come out at the same time.
I think, and this is a thing I've been saying for so long, I think what you're talking about is very game specific. I think a sports game or like a game where rosters change and people change and looks change and gear changes, like,
and hair, beards, all that facial.
I think that stuff should be free. I think in a game like Madden, NBA, like the sports games, like I said, a game like we were just talking about GTA, I don't think that should be free because what they're offering, at least what GTA offers, is like new missions, new cars, new playable content. In this case, it's all cosmetic. No. And you did say like they added two other characters, like full characters, which they could have easily been tacked on. But I also like free stuff, so it's kind of like 50.
They're also adding the Fiend, which is your boy.
Yes. So I think, I'll put it this way. The way that WWE has been, like with 2K and the games they released, I think they owe it to the fans to kind of be like, hey, you know what? In good faith, here is some free characters because we really messed up this whole thing and haven't been on our game since God knows when.
Oh, God.
Take these two characters and just be happy.
And it's more characters down than the next DLC. And then all the way up to the last DLC, there's supposed to be more free updates, which is cool. You said about GTA, I think you should add more story to it.
Oh, yeah. DLC for the story would be great. No,
like free, just free. Like you can, the DLC could be for the live stuff with that. The free stuff should be just this add-on to the story mode, so you go back and play the story, because Mortal Kombat did it, and I kind of wish they didn't do it the way they did, is where they added more to the story mode, but you had to buy the DLC for it. I wish that, with also Mortal Kombat, I get it too, because there's so little things you can do there. You can fight computers, you can fight online, and you can do story mode, which I get it why, but I thought it was still cool that a DLC was added to further on the story of the game.
Well, I was going to talk about GTA 4 had at least the one I played, was The Ballad of Gay Tony. It was a DLC. It was a completely separate campaign, story, completely separate multiplayer map, weapons, vehicles, like literally a whole new GTA, but as a paid DLC. I think if they're going to do something like that, then yes, that has to be paid. I think because you invest so much dev-wise into it. But
I don't think so. I think you're putting, because you know the fans are going to be playing it more with the live aspect of it.
Well, let me pitch you this. Fortnite and Halo have battle passes. There's the regular premium paid battle pass, and then right underneath it is a free one you can play through and still get cosmetics. I think the free aspect of giving out something should primarily be cosmetic. And whenever you're talking about a game like GTA, giving out a whole campaign, multiplayer, like cars, weapons, stuff that enhances a player's ability to play a game, I think they should do that paid, because then it's pay to win, but like,
no, I
you kind of sift through who wants to play the game, really.
No, I disagree. I honestly think the story aspect should be part of the game to give it more life cycle to the single player aspect of it. Because think about it, a lot of people don't have lives. Their parents won't make them pay it, because let's be real, kids will be playing GTA. High school students are going to not be working, because this is a generation that kids don't like to work. I think that if you make it with, if you give them free story aspect to it, yeah. And then, like I said, cosmetics, jets, game modes, or whatever should be in the live aspect. Battle passes, I feel like, or something similar to that, I don't think should work as well in GTA. It's like you talked about how 2K, it's a whole separate game. GTA, it's its own separate game. But I feel like games should do free updates and free updates that give you something for playing their games. Like Gotham Knights, they don't have any DLCs, but they're adding everything on as an update, being like, oh.
I think that also depends the state of the game when it launches.
That is true.
Like Gotham Knights launched in a state that was just plain dookie. And I think, again, that's them saying like, hey, we messed up. We launched a game when it clearly wasn't ready. Here is the game, because you already paid full price and you got like a half-assed version of this game. Here is the full game as you should have paid $60 for. Fixed, ready to go. I think that's kind of where I'm kind of leaning towards. Like, it's about good faith. It's about, you know, giving your players good faith.
Yeah, you bought our game. Let's give you something in return for free.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Don't touch my back.
No one touch your back. No. But what you could touch are more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast. Get Comfy Game Breaking, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I have been K-Lo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? AIM on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.